This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. has announced it is terminating a 63-year-old treaty with Iran that Tehran used as the basis for bringing a case over U.S. sanctions to the International Court of Justice. That court Wednesday called on Washington to ensure its sanctions over Iran's nuclear program don't impact humanitarian aid or civil aviation safety. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the decision to pull out of the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran something that should have been done a long time ago.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity. Iran seeks to challenge the United States' decision to cease participation in the Iran nuclear deal and to reimpose the sanctions that were lifted as a part of that deal.
He said Tehran's attempting to interfere with the right of the U.S. to protect its national security and has used the World Cup for the World Court for political and propaganda purposes. Pompeo said given Iran's history of malign behavior, its claims are absurd.
The court's ruling today was a defeat for Iran. It rightly rejected all of Iran's baseless requests. The court denied Iran's attempt to secure broad measures to interfere with U.S. sanctions and rightly noted Iran's history of noncompliance with its international obligations under the Treaty on Nonproliferation of Nuclear Weapons.
The Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Thursday on state television acknowledged the people face a sensitive time, but vowed to defeat sanctions and deliver a slap to America. The U.N. Security Council is headed to Democratic Republic of Congo ahead of December elections. It has called for an immediate end to hostilities by armed groups in the country's northeast as medical teams battle an Ebola outbreak. Council members plan to meet Congolese officials, possibly including President Joseph Kabila, as well as hook up with a video link with U.N. peacekeepers. This is VOA News. International efforts to help survivors of last week's earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia are building at a time when hundreds of thousands are in need of food and water. The official death toll from Friday's 7.5 magnitude tremor and tsunami surpassed 1,400, with hundreds more injured. Many more are still missing. Tens of thousands have lost their homes. Danny Murhi is with the International Committee of the Red Cross.
They have now approximately 200 people, doctors, first aid responders, people working specifically on the restoration of contacts between family members who were separated by the earthquake and the tsunami.
The damaged port in Palau was expected to reopen to civilian traffic Thursday, easing efforts to bring in relief supplies, personnel, and troops. Secretary of State Pompeo says he's optimistic about his planned fourth trip to North Korea and a possible meeting Sunday with leader Kim Jong-un.
I'm very happy to be going back to get another chance to continue to advance the commitment that Chairman Kim and President Trump made back in Singapore in the second week of June. I'm optimistic that we'll come away from that with better understandings, deeper progress, and a plan forward, not only for the summit between the two leaders, but for us to continue the efforts to build out a pathway for denuclearization.
Last week, North Korea's foreign minister told the UN continued sanctions were deepening mistrust of the U.S., dismissed the view that Pyongyang should unilaterally disarm. Pakistan's foreign minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi Wednesday pledged to support efforts to get the Taliban insurgency to the negotiating table to end the Afghan war. He acknowledged in Washington that bilateral ties have hit a new low.
The last 2 years in particular, I would say, were difficult. And let's acknowledge they were difficult. And one is here to reconnect, and one is here to rebuild what, in my view, is an important relationship.
His visit comes a month after the U.S. cut $300 million in military aid. But after a meeting with Secretary Pompeo, he said he returns to Islamabad more hopeful. The governor of Nigeria's commercial state of Lagos Wednesday lost his bid for a second term, a possible sign of weakening support for President Muhammadu Buhari, who himself faces election next year. Akin Wunmi Abode was turned out in a primary election within the ruling All Progressives Congress. Peru's Supreme Court has overturned a pardon for former authoritarian President Alberto Fujimori, ordering the 80-year-old former leader to return to jail for rights abuses. A man from Utah, identified as William Clyde Allen, has been arrested as a suspect in the case of mysterious letters sent to the U.S. Defense Department and President Donald Trump containing potentially hazardous chemicals. U.S. stocks continued to rally Wednesday on Wall Street. Benchmark Dow Jones closing at another record high of 26,828. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And from our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from this great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let me take you on this great trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Sierra Leone Succulent will be my guest. And we're going to be talking about his first song to where he is today. So you are going to enjoy some wonderful songs from this great man, Succulent from Sierra Leone. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start off right now with a special tribute song to the late Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. May her soul rest in peace.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
in peace, Aretha. Your voice will always be with us.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home.
And now let's get into the show. Ndombolo with Sinazo Yolwa from Cape Verde is coming up. And right after that, Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana and Boom Boom by Yemi Halliday of Nigeria. But in Ndombolo right now, Sinazo Yolwa of Cape Verde.
Tambira Yeah, live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. So clean, say that.
Highly spiritual.
Give me one. shawty. Feet when I shake your bum 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 bum. See, see, me all like to party. Party with the boys, we get money. Hey, me all like to party. Party with the girls, we get money. Hold on when the music come up. Hold on when the music come up. Hold on when the music come up. When the DJ keep that lady on, I'm crazy. See, I like the way you looking at me. No friend, I beg you, look with me.
Boom Boom by Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and before that, Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana, and Dumbolo by Sinazo Yulwa of Cape Verde. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. Don't forget, my guest today is going to be Succulent from Sierra Leone, so stay tuned and enjoy some good quality music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. Sokoto is our next track by Magasco from Cameroon. Right after that, Bounce by Kubazi of Liberia. Yes, this is brand new by this young Loma boy from Liberia, and that is Kubazi. But Sokoto by Magasco is right now on the African Beat.
Kubazi, baby, your body feel like a room. It really making me go boom. force, hey. I swear to God, I'm a force, hey, hey, hey. I can do anything but a bagay. My last book on a bagay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a force, hey. Oh, not a force, hey. So come close. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't be punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't have a punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, make a bounce. I can't take punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, oh, make a bounce. La banana sauce, punogi, make a bounce. Let you know where come my daughter. She put a fire on my bar with the water. I feel African culture. So now you can be a Seba, Papa. You wanna open up your door for your uncle. That man, I yell at my cotton. You wanna fuck on. Baby, your body feel like a roof. It really making me go boom. Nana force, hey. I swear to God, I'm a force, yeah, yeah. I can do anything for the back of you. My last book on the back of you, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a force, yeah. Oh, I'm a force, yeah. I'm a force, yeah. Make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of beat, punogi, make a bounce, yeah. Make a bounce, make a bounce. That kind of heavy, punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, ooh, make a bounce. That kind of take, punogi, make a bounce. Make a bounce, ooh, make a bounce. That kind of sasa, punogi, make a bounce, yeah. Stop that. You too frisky, stop that. Hey, stop that. Man, I like it, stop that. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Hey, stop that. Summer veggie and when way. Don't go. Oh, one day it passes.
Bounce Kubazi of Liberia, before that Magasco of Cameroon in Sokoto, the African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Succulent will be my guest.
Remember this, it's African beat, bang, 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 kong, kong, yeah, live and direct, David Vandy on VOA, Succulent say that.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And, you know, early on, I told you that I have a guest that is Succulent from Sierra Leone. And he is a man of many caps. I'm telling you, he's a singer, he's a writer, he's an actor, he's a comedian, and what else? He's a dancer.
Yeah.
But today he's here on the African Beat at the Voice of America. And I just want to say welcome to the African Beat, Succulent.
It's a honor. It's a privilege.
Yeah, man. Succulent, Succulent, Succulent. Everybody's calling you Succulent. What is your real name, man?
Bokari Aruna is my real name.
Bokari Aruna. Yeah. I'm sure if I had given a quiz out there, so many people are going to miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Since I know you, I've known you as Succulent.
Yep.
Yeah, Bokari Aruna. Thank you very much, Succulent, and it's a pleasure having you right here on the show. And so let's start off with your first song. We're going to start off with your first song. That was way, way back.
That Tumbadi.
And, you know, we're going to play this one. And when we come back, you're going to perform it right here.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. I want to know where you got that song from, because that was a massive hit in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
So let's take this song right now. That Tumbadi with Succulent, live in Studio 4.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You took me way, way, way back. All the way back. You know, tell me, how did this song come about, that Tumbadi? And it became an instant hit.
Yep. And I was working as a day worker at Mastership Anastasis. Yeah, I was doing painting and designing.
Designing?
Yeah.
You do painting and designing
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Man, you're a jack of all trades.
I'm a barber as well, yeah.
You're a barber?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
good, course, so I think I'm going to get a nice haircut today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, at a point in time, we're having a lunch, and I just saw one lady just walk by with this African structure.
My goodness.
You know, since at that at that point, I started to like having an inspiration looking at that structure, that figure eight structure, that Coca-Cola shape.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to put my lyrics together. I started in a comedy style.
Gee.
Yeah. Well, correct woman, it is not an abomination. Wait, it's safety ways for me. You know, all that I've worked for.
You can just pour
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pour it in one of you. So it's like, I mean, I was like, oh, wow. She is really from Africa and from Sierra Leone.
I'm
talking about the Sierra Leone women. You know, they have, more especially the Mende women.
The Mende women.
Yeah.
Succulent, succulent. You know, you did that song with one of the youngest producers at that time.
Yeah.
Sa Issa. And you know, by then he just started and everybody, you know, that was the song that actually blew him out.
Right across.
And Sa Issa, who is Sa Issa? How did you catch up with Sa Issa for that song?
Well, Sa Issa is a producer and a multi-talented person, and he saw me. You know, one way we are like soulmate. You know, at the first time I was doing a freestyle in the street, and he saw me and said, "Wow, you're really a talent. Can I work with you?" So I mean, by that time it was very, very hard to produce an album because we were just using old-fashioned Tascam machine and a keyboard. One keyboard and just one old type fashion of computer. So
computer, yeah.
It was very, very difficult at that time. But we tried our best and we delivered this song.
And you delivered that song.
Yeah.
And you know, I could remember I was the first person to play that song on radio.
Yeah.
When you released it, when it was released to the public. And you did not sell that song. You did not make any money out of it.
Correct.
What were you thinking? The song became a massive hit.
At that time, when you said you are a musician in Sierra Leone, people look at you as a dropout.
As a dropout. Yeah.
Someone who is from...
Not just a musician, as an artist.
Slumdom, slumdom area. Somebody is outcast. Somebody who is not mentally balanced or, you know, mentally equipped or whatever. So they look at you, you know, as if you are not serious. We did that song way back 2000, mm-hmm. and we called so many people who can help. We knocked so many doors. So that people can help, so
produce
that we can produce a song, you know. And we played the song in front of them. They listened to the song and they said, "This song is good. Wow, it's correct." But none of them can put money into it. So it was very, very hard for us at that time. So we decided to release the song and take our chances and see how people
And I can tell you, most of those people made money out of that song.
Yeah, correct.
They refused to help to produce but they made a lot of money out of that song.
Course, yeah.
All right. Anyway, that is that Tumbadi. It is. That was its time.
Yeah, it was like a sacrifice
in
the industry. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, people still love the song today.
Up to now,
people love the song.
It's a lifetime music.
It's a lifetime music because every day you see women of that nature passing by, and you think, okay,
yeah.
It's not an abomination.
Perfectly correct.
Okay, before we go on to our next track, "Lover Boy, Lover Girl," that we're going to play, I want you to tell the people exactly who are you.
No, basically, I'm a Sierra Leonean. The name Succulent came from one of my friends in school days, in the primary school to secondary school. You know, he normally called me Succulent. I said, "What do you mean of Succulent?" He said, "Go and check
it." Go and check it.
You know, so when I come across the word Succulent, something juicy, then I asked him, I said, "I mean, this is something juicy, something that is sweet or whatever." I said, "Yes, you see, you have slippy coated vibes. So you know how to talk. And if you can use it in your musical thing, oh man, you say you will took the world by storm.
And so that is how Succulent came about. And then you went into the music.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that Tumba Day, you started singing, you know, you were doing more of ragamuffin kind of music.
Yeah, reggae dancehall songs.
Reggae dancehall songs. Yeah. And at some point, you sounded so much like Shaggy.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When I released this song, Lover Boy, Lover Girl.
Lover Boy, Lover Girl. Yeah. That's the next song we're going to play.
Yeah, and people were saying, this is Shaggy. You know, I went to one place to perform this song, and people boo at me. Even in Liberia, people boo at me.
They say you took Shaggy's song.
Yeah, it's not my song.
They say it's not your song.
Yeah, so I was having one of the instrumental, so I decided to go live and play live. So people get the conviction, and that's me.
And so that's what we're gonna do now. But let's hear you. Let's get a taste of
really
it. Maybe the people out
there
that are watching or listening right now will be able to say, okay, maybe these guys are saying the truth. Or let them be the judge of this.
Yeah.
So let's get the song now. Lover Boy, Lover Girl, and this is the original from our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Check this one out.
Who's in the line?
Lover girl, aren't you going to a party tonight?
Sure, you know me, lover boy. I'll be there, trust me.
Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, so what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Lover boy,
yes, lover girl.
There's a party going on.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
Y'all ain't on me one, she'll you up, you're good to go. Make we love team up like a thin one or the broke. This not to joke, y'all, I love you to the bone. Anything you telling me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make we rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way are you can smile, even when they say you're kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl. Yes, love our God.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
Yes, so what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Love our boy.
Yes, love our God.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
You're working, you're talking, and the way you're smiling. Y'all about to pretty like a chicken. Hold me. Like you never done before. Oh my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Oh my commanding wife, oh now, you are the one in my life. I know. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent love a girl like that. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent love a girl like that.
Love our boy.
Yes, love our God.
There's a party going on.
Yes, what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight. Love our boy.
Yes, love our girl.
There's a party going on in a beautiful place.
So what a wonderful time.
Let's go party on tonight.
Girl, you know me one, she's you up, you're good to go. Make we love team up like a tin one or the broke. It's not to joke, girl, I love you to the bone. Anything you telling me, make I do already. Take me to the party, make me rock down steady. What a wonderful time, me and you to combine. The way are you can smile, even now when they see you kind. So what a happy party going on for you and I, girl. I stop you talking, and the way you're smiling. Girl, your body pretty like a chicken. Hold me, darling, like you never done before. Oh my commanding wife, you are the one in my life. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent love a girl like that. Y'all about the wicked and bad. Succulent love a girl like that.
Love a boy, love a girl. Did you actually listen to yourself when you were doing the song?
Of course.
When you listen to yourself, who were you hearing?
You know, when I wrote the song initially, I was like, can I do it? Can I do this type of music? I was like thinking in between. So, but when I recorded this song and it's come out, people are saying, oh, oh, this is Shaggy, this is Shaggy, this is not you, Shaggy, Shaggy, all over the place. I was like, wow.
So were you copying Shaggy, or did you know about him?
It's one of my greatest reggae dancehall artists.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
You know, I'll be very, very happy, you know, did they all
to meet him.
Yeah, to do some collaboration, if.
Wow. You know. And this is, you know, for you to take after a man, you love this guy so much, you admire him so much,
yep.
And you try to sing like him. But there is still Succulent. There is that other side of Succulent.
Because
that is not Shaggy.
Yes, multi-talented.
That is what we had in like that Tumba Day.
Yeah.
And we'll be one hearing that
Bobo,
in One Rainbow Ball.
Yeah.
You know, and God Know the Bang Phone.
Yeah.
So you have different personalities.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, in my own country, we have so many multi-talented people. You know, before you become a musician, you need to know so many things. You need to, like, professional in your act. So before you
Because
come
originally,
out.
Before we started doing original songs, we were doing more of copyrights.
Yeah.
Even our local bands were doing...
Yeah.
That's the same thing the Ghanaian legend was telling me yesterday, Kojo Enchui, that, you know, when they started with their band, they were singing Bob Marley, you know, all these...
Yeah.
Popular guys, you know, singing their songs before they went to their original.
Yeah.
So that's the trend that you actually took.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you're listening to me and my guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. And we're talking about some of his songs that he's done. But the master song is coming. The hit song is coming. Don't go away. Just stay where you are.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Now, listen, they had a song, One Green Bobo.
Yeah.
One Green Bobo, just you.
Yeah.
Just man.
Yeah.
It's a traditional song.
Yeah.
That has got the bubu genre to it.
Yeah.
So we call it like a bubu song.
Bubu song, yeah.
And bubu is originally from
Sierra Leone, yeah.
Like we give tribute to
the
great king of bubu, the legend, Ahmed Jan Kanabe.
Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace.
Perfectly, yeah.
You know, so how did you get into bubu music, man? You did dancehall music.
Yeah.
And you did that Tumba Day, like Afrobeat or some Milo Jazz or something.
Music,
Fanwan music. And now you're doing bubu music.
Yeah. First of all, I start to admire this type of music, bubu music, when I was working for one woman who was doing business. She normally took me to one of these local area, you know, Tasso, Sangulumba, Magbangba, Fage, Makasi, Benkia, Polot, some of these places. I know those areas. So those are the places where this bubu music was originated. So, you know, most times in the evening hours, you can see they have this dance that they call Matele dance. You know, so I decided to work with them, to listen that type of music, because I'm interested in that music. I want to learn a lot, so I began to learn how to blow the bubu of itself,
the cane.
Yeah. I, you know, start to learn how to do it and how to change my tongue, because I'm a Mende by tribe. So if you want to sing, you need to come to the Temne dialect.
To come to the knob.
Yeah.
You have to use it.
Change your
this is the thing I say about us from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
We penetrate into every region.
Yeah.
Every dialect. That is why I say there's nothing like tribalistic business in that country.
No way.
Just the mind of the people, just the mindset.
Yeah.
Because man, when I do plays from the north, I talk like a Temne man.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to the southeast, I talk like a Mende man. Mm. I go down to the west, I talk like a Creole man.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. But go ahead with
this. Because it has to do with our culture and our heritage and all that. So, like, having music like that in my album is going to cut across,
yes.
You know, within the tribes and region and all that. So I try to incorporate that type of music into my album.
Well, it is interesting that bubu music, it originated in the north,
but
from the north.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's a Sierra Leone music.
It's all over now, yeah.
It's everywhere. It's like you listening to the shagure that the Mende used to play. Mm. You listen to music of Bobby.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody dance to Bobby's music. They don't say it's a Mende music.
Ami Kalon.
Gogbetua. Everybody dance to the music. Yeah. Mm. So it is a Sierra Leonean music. So the Bubu music is a Sierra Leonean music. But I want to enjoy this one right now. One Green Bubu.
You see the phonetics?
Okay, let's join Succulent right now in One Green Bubble. I tell you, you will not be sitting down because you're going to be shaking to this one. Let's get it on.
Baby, now me make it design so.
One Green Bubble, now you make it shine so.
Yes, yes, yes. One grip of a horn. Now you make a design. So
it's sign. So
sign. So
sign.
The sign.
Not shine. Sign.
I'm pulling a treat, bringing a horse. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
They tell you.
Yeah.
That's something what you only catch cool
vibes like that. Yeah.
All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. The song actually is done in Creole and Timne. So, and that is from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Okay, the African Beat on the Voice of America with my guest Succulent today. And we have one more track for you. And I told you that is the master track. That is the track of today. It is the song of today. There's a song that is making all the noise. And that is God, not a bank phone.
Yeah.
God, not a bank phone. That's a Creole language from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And it means God does not hang up his phone. God does not put down the phone on anybody.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to God, you make the call and you start talking and he will listen to you any time of the day, anywhere, until you are tired. You say, I'm going to hang up. But he does not hang up his phone.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That is so deep.
Yeah.
So tell me about this song.
Yeah.
I know it's an inspirational song.
Yeah.
You got the inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah.
I just want you to spill it out.
There was someone that is huge in my country. It's a big volume. And he promised me several times for an assistance. At that time, I really need an assistance from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows about it. So, I mean, most times, you can just call. Succulent, where are you? I said, I'm at home. Don't worry. I know exactly what you need. I will call you. And once I call you, it's done. I'm going to sort you out. So I was just hoping for just that call. So at one time, he decided to call. Say I should meet him at the office at 11. Before 8 o'clock, I was there. I was just waiting. Quarter to 11, I decided to call. The line was busy, so I hold on. 11 o'clock, I called. He asked, who is this? For the very first time. I was like, what?
Say, it's Succulent.
That's okay. It's Succulent. He said, I should call you, sir. You sure you're talking to me? I said, yes, sir. Are you sure? I said, yes, sir. It's okay. I'll get back to you. So I was inside the car waiting. 12, I decided to call again because I think around 12 is a long time. So I decided to call. I said, boss, I'm still waiting here. It's Succulent. Finally, he just bang,
hang up the phone on me. Just like that?
Just like that. So what? Since then, I tried to call him several times, no avail. So I decided to go to the studio with this mindset of disappointment and all that. So I read between the lines that there are so many people who are going through these stress times and all these disappointments and all that. So I was thinking about a catchy something that I can use as a slang. Thank God, this title came up. God need a bank phone. I was like, I was like shocked. Where is this coming from? I said, thank you, God. I'm going to work on this title. So I went to the studio. I decided to call one of, the biggest producer for now in Sierra Leone, Young Lee. And I spoke with him. I said, Young Lee, I want to do this song, God Need a Bank Phone. So, Succulent in Creole, you don't come back. You're here again, man. Come on. I said, what type of music is that? Do you have God's phone number? I said, it is a slang. God Know the Bank Phone. If you can understand, you can twist your words to something. Like, for example, in the Bible, Papa God said, our Father in heaven commanded us to call him at any time in the moment of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. All of the nights, we never slept. We just dancing
to that particular song.
Dancing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to thank you for today. So we're going to hit on the song right now. It's going to be our final song. But I know you're here and you have a big program coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
October 20, Comfort Inn Hotel, you know, Springfield, Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever, you know, in the history of my life, because it is my first show in In the US.
And so if people want to see more of you on October 28th, let them go to Springfield Comforting Hotel. Yep. And there, Succulent will be ready for a full package.
It's about comedy. It's about music, live music. And it's about entertainment. And of course, our host, the grandpapa, will be there.
Yes. I'm going to be there and I'll be hosting that. Okay. So, well, I want to thank you so very much. And one more final thing. What have you got for your fans out there?
Oh, surprises.
They'll be waiting for you.
Surprises.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes we don't talk too much, but action speaks for itself.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here today. And I hope that whenever you release something else, bam, it's going to be here.
And fans out there, you know, this is African Beat on VOA. And I'm live. Sugarmatic Succulent.
Let's go. So right now, we're going to climax. I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. On behalf of my engineer, Gary, my technicians out there, Rob, Patrick Deya, I say a big thank you to all of you for being here with me. And till we meet again on another day on the African Beat, I am David Vandy, and I leave you now with this song, God, Not a Bank Phone. God Does Not Hang Up His Phone, by our guest today, Succulent from Sierra Leone. Peace.
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
And judge and the savior. So if you fall 7 times, so go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be let you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see them fall and fall food in this? Can we not get on a god of 20 days? Watch there is light, there is hope, my brother. God know the bank food. God know the bank food. Ah, do you turn your liver? God know the bank food. Ah, show the chance, make sure they go. Bam, bam. Never look up to God, oh. He no go ever let you go. Bam, bam. He what not, he what, oh. God know the good to cause, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get, he ready for solve up. But talk to God, not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent. Why you see them fall?